Here's an excerpt from my recent interview with the Emerald Quartet. The Emerald Quartet is made up of four members of the Missouri Youth Conservatory. That's violinist Helen Kiton, violinist Betsy Schlimme, violist Trenton Davis, and cellist Hope Kiton. Here's an excerpt from my interview with the Emerald Quartet. I caught up with them last night at Broadway Christian Church before rehearsal. This is Trevor Harris, and you're in tune to Classical 90.5.
The Emerald Quartet plays a wide array of repertoire. We play a lot of classical music, especially in school for competitions. We play, we've played Mozart, we've played Dvorak, we've been experimenting with like Borodin and stuff. So we play a lot of classical repertoire, but we also really enjoy getting a chance to play some pop music and some music that we don't normally get a chance to play in a normal orchestra setting.
What are your gigs mostly? Where are they?
We play a lot, just anywhere we can get the chance to play together. A lot of background music at fundraisers and for things with our orchestra. We play every December. We play in the Holiday Homes Tour. And we play at weddings sometimes. So I think we really just try to get a chance to play wherever we can together as a group, and that really helps us to hone our abilities and to hone our communication and our ability to play as a group.
So who picks the repertoire for the quartet?
Well, we are a democracy, so we choose everything together. We like a lot of the music that the Vitamin String Quartet plays, and we a lot of times, well, Helen will arrange something off of what they play or off of what she hears, and so Helen is the arranger, and Trenton also helps. We all try and agree on the music that we play.
I have got to think that the work that y'all are doing with the Emerald Quartet is fantastic experience for whatever career path you may venture down. Are you regularly challenged in the quartet? Tell me a story. Tell me a challenge that came up in the last 6 months.
Well, one challenge we had was one day we were asked to go to an event during school hours and play for around an hour. But, you know, it's with gigs, there's no set time to play. You kind of just play whenever they need you. So with our parents, who really emphasize education and being in class, it was very challenging to find the exact time where we needed to leave school and come back. That was definitely a challenge for us.
Recently, we got asked to play at a wedding in June, and the music that the bride asked us to play was music that we had no idea how to find, and we couldn't find any string quartet arrangements of it. So we had to do a lot of communicating with her, a lot of bargaining and asking her if she could possibly change her request. And then she gave us some piano music to play off of, so we're not a piano quartet, so we're going to have to figure out a way to do that. And that's a challenge that we could potentially run into a lot, especially doing weddings, for people who aren't familiar with music. They don't really understand how a quartet works and how music can be quite a challenge to organize. So I think that was a good experience for us to have experience with dealing with someone who we have to communicate with and who we have to sometimes say the things that they might not like to hear.
Did you mention that there's a couple of folks are arranging here?
Yes.
Is there an arranging group? So your arranging skills come into play then, or they're tested then?
A lot, yes.
So how's that going to work to take a piece for piano and arrange it for a string quartet? How do you approach that?
Well, piano pieces are usually written for four-part harmony, so that's two parts in each hand. So it's not too much of a challenge to translate that into a string quartet because we have four voices. So it shouldn't be too much of a problem, but a lot of the challenge comes in things like theory things, voice leading, certain things that you can't just you know, go directly from piano to string quartet. You have to think about it and put a lot of effort into figuring out the way all the parts go together, especially on different voices and for different voices, because piano, when you're one person playing, you can easily communicate with the different parts of your body. So we have to really think about playing as one person and communicating with each other as if we are, you know, the different fingers on our hands.
Thank you so much for listening to Classical 90.5 on our Tuesday evening. This is the Missouri Symphony Orchestra Radio Hour. I'm your host, Trevor Harris, and that was an excerpt from my recent interview with members of the Emerald Quartet. We heard violinist Helen Kiton, violinist Betsy Schlimme, violist Trenton Davis, and cellist Hope Kiton.